5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Let's answer the internet. Ready?
Yeah.
We may have done this one before, so Maitland will ask you, would you have relations with a dead person for 5 minutes if it got your laundry done and folded magically and put away for the rest of your life?
No, I like doing laundry, so no.
Really?
Yeah.
You like doing laundry?
Yeah.
Like, okay, let's say,
I'm surprised
hold
the
on, let's see how much.
Why is the conversation going this way and not her saying, no, I would not have sex with a dead person?
That's interesting, Steve. Good point. Yeah, yeah, so if the dead person was out, you'd still, like if I just said, hey, I have, take this pill and your laundry gets put away, you'd still keep doing the laundry?
I mean, no, I'm not going to have sex with a dead person.
Like, so the dead man's
get
sex.
That out of the way.
So the dead man's okay. Sex was a bigger factor than you let on.
Well, yeah.
It wasn't just your love of laundry. You do have some feelings about dead man sex.
Yeah, I like laundry, so the trade-off would be awful. There.
Okay. So you're not ruling it out. Just if it was a different thing.
I'm ruling it out.
Like, what's something you don't like doing other than?
Ooh, cleaning the bathroom.
Okay. What if that got done automatically the rest?
I think I'd still clean the bathroom. I'm not having sex with a dead person.
I'm not trying to talk you into it. I'm just trying to see where
you
stand on it.
It really feels like it.
But it's a ghost, right?
No. What?
No. Oh, I thought you said a ghost.
No.
This whole time it's the body.
Yeah, the dead body.
Oh, yeah. I ain't doing that either. Mm. Oh, the whole time I thought you were talking about a ghost. I was like, I'd bang a ghost, whatever.
Yeah.
Get laundry done for the rest of my life? Hell yeah, I'd bang a ghost.
Okay, bang a ghost for laundry service for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, like, of course.
I mean, even if the ghost is kind of gross, like,
I've got standards.
What if it looks like a child like Casper, though?
Okay, but when Casper turned into a human, he was low-key super hot.
Casper turned into a human?
Yeah, with Christina Ricci in that movie, right?
He turned into a human? Wasn't he still a
little
boy?
Yeah, at the end of the movie. I was a kid when I saw it, too. I was like 14, probably. I don't know, maybe 12. But I remember thinking, damn, Casper looks good as a human.
Well, I'm not going to Google, was Casper hot when he turned into a human? Because I don't want that.
Yeah, because then you're a grown man talking about whether 14-year-old boy actors
right,
hot.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know, when I saw it as a preteen or whenever it was in my life, I thought, damn, I'd bang Casper.
Wonder what that actor looks like now.
I don't know.
Like, okay, so if a ghost was going to have sex with you for whatever reason, like, does it have to be the gender you desire? Does it even matter at that point? Does it have to be someone who has ghostly but human-looking form? Or can they just be like a pile of bones and a black hole with bees shooting out of it? I don't know.
No, that's not a ghost to me.
It's very much a ghost. Ghosts come in all forms.
I feel like that's more of a specter.
You're not the encyclopedia of apparitions.
I was more so thinking, like, who's really good looking and dead? I was like, my grandpa. Just kidding. No, but that's what I didn't
I guess
think
that
about.
Casper thing seems fine now.
I didn't even think about the fact that it could be a bad ghost, though. If it
you
was
just
like
thought
a demon
it's be a
ghost.
Hot ghost.
Like
everything,
yeah,
just
I immediately thought
fun,
it was
fun, hot ghosts.
Yeah,
like everything's just fun, hot ghosts.
Hey, y'all, James Dean's ghost came. Like, literally in my room.
Yeah, if I get to pick my ghost.
Who's your ghost? Amelia Earhart? So you know she won't stay for morning? She's going to get lost for sure.
I got a journey I'm going to go on. Yeah, good luck on that.
Don't let your scarf get caught in the door.
Send me a telegram when you get there.
It'll be fine.
I'm picturing like an old-timey pirate for some reason.
Just for the record, those had to be the best Amelia Earhart jokes of the last 20 years, right?
Could be.
I mean, there's not a big catalog of those at this point.
Think so,
you're thinking who?
Of like an old-timey ghost, with like pirate ghost.
Like one of the ones from Pirates of the Caribbean?
No, like one of the ones from the Scooby-Doo special where there was pirate ghosts.
So yours is also a cartoon?
A pirate cartoon ghost.
Yeah. What ghost could you imagine, Hot Wings?
Okay. I mean, I'd do Marilyn Monroe's ghost is what I would do.
Yeah, that
makes
sense. The
ghost I want. I don't want, yeah.
Yeah, it's tough to argue with that.
That's who you'd take?
Yeah. Somebody famous and hot.
Yeah.
Not like Aunt May from Wizard of Oz or whatever. Judy Garland's aunt in that movie.
I was going to say, isn't Aunt...
Aunt May might be Spider-Man.
Aunt M. Yeah, Auntie May is... Or Aunt May is Spider-Man. Auntie yeah. M. Auntie M.
Gotta go with somebody who died young. Yeah. That means their ghost is good looking still. You don't want like B. Arthur's ghost.
I wish Tom Selleck was dead so I could choose him.
That'd be a good choice, I think.
Otherwise, yeah. Betty White, but when she was younger.
Do ghosts
I like her.
Take the form of the person like at the moment that they died?
I mean, that's what they always want to make it seem like, but I don't think so.
I assume so.
Like it in heaven, like is everybody... I mean...
If you're a ghost, though, you're like in purgatory. You haven't like gotten to like the real good part yet. You're still haunting people, so yeah, you're still ugly.
That to me is the good part, you know, where you get to just haunt people. Haunt
That's
and taunt.
The good part.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, help me cross to the other side. Just kidding. I don't want to yet.
I mean, if I could torment to the people that I'd like to.
Remember me?
Yeah.
Boo.
I'm Hot ruining Wings. Your day. Yeah.
Your question. What is one rumor, true or false, that you would like to have spread about you on the internet?
A rumor that was spread about me.
That you could create.
That I literally am my state's best lover.
Just your state's? Okay, Steve.
I don't want it to be the world's greatest lover. I don't know why I would.
Crazy.
Why I would.
Well, because I want it to be believable.
Statewide. You know
what I mean? Yeah, mine would be that I can unlock an orgasm that no one else can unlock. Like, you may have had them, but. Mm-hmm. This would be like an extra level.
Yeah.
Man, I went a totally different direction with
what
that.
What was
question.
Yours?
I would start a rumor that I'm an alien. So everybody would think that I was an alien.
You don't need to start that rumor.
How funny would that be if you're
already
the
out there.
Person in town that everybody thinks isn't real? Hilarious.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like anytime somebody's being weird or doing something annoying, you could just be a little weird and they'd be like, oh, alien.
Yeah.
You just start to do a weird thing like with your fingers. Yeah. And you're like, don't start with me.
I get one of those weird stares where I can just lock in.
Yeah. Let's see. Steve, you could upgrade one body part. What would it be?
Oh, boy.
But you only get one. So if you say like biceps... You get one cool bicep, and your other one's still stupid.
Oh, you don't even get a set? Oh, that's
definitely. So can I do abs?
You can get an ab.
Just one?
Yeah.
No, I don't want just one ab.
How weird would that look?
Man, just that guy's got a, look at his one pack.
Let's check it out.
I got a beer belly everywhere else, but one high and tight ab up near the rib cage just hanging in there like. Ah.
Yeah, it would have to be brain then.
That's a smart answer. I like that.
It is. Kind of makes it seem like you don't need it.
No, I do.
Okay.
I need
You have just enough brain to know I need more brain.
Yep. I'm smart enough to know that I am still stupid.
Let's see. Hot Wings, would you go back in time and be the host of the Jerry Springer Show, but know that you have to break up all of the fights yourself?
Oh, no.
So you're going to have lots of money and fame.
But I have to be the one that breaks the fights
up?
But
you have to step between trash people all the time, every day, and try to get them to stop fighting.
So you don't even get your own, was it Steve Wilkos?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I I don't think I would fare well in that. I don't think there's enough money in the world that's going to put me back together again after I get beat up by some of those trash people that were on Jerry Springer's show. So no, I don't think I'm going to do that.
All right. One for everyone. What is a character from a Christmas movie that you would want to bleep the most?
From a Christmas movie specifically?
Yeah.
Clark Griswold.
Really?
Yeah. Not now. Not now. But like back in the
like,
day.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously. Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Oh, I got mine.
I think the Santa Claus with Tim Allen. Tim Allen specifically. That before we knew that Tim Allen wasn't a very nice person. And
wait, with the like when he's the Santa Claus or before he gets beefy?
Yeah. I want to bang Santa Claus.
You want him when he's roly poly and jolly.
Are you kidding me? Of course. Mrs. Claus, Kelly Claus, you kidding me? Got a nice ring to it.
It does sound okay, yeah.
Probably change the spelling back to a C if you do that. But Hobbings?
Jovi from Elf.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what's her name?
Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah. Zooey Deschanel. That's I could not think of the character or the actor.
She's the most beautiful person in the whole world. She's
that's
very,
the
very
one.
Attractive.
I would have said the mom from A Christmas Story.
I mean,
she's a caged tiger.
Yeah, I think she probably was. Yeah. I would have been all right, you know.
All pent up from staring at that leg, wondering about her, you know, deep-seated bi stuff, trying to unlock next level. You know, you've heard that rumor about me and that unlockable orgasm, so it's a match made in heaven. Let's see. Okay, Hot Wings, you're a big sports guy, and this is a great sports topic.
It's true, I am, and it is.
If you could form an NFL team using only NBA players, what NBA players would be on your team? Go ahead.
In their prime, or like today,
you can do whatever you want.
Okay,
to make this work.
All right, LeBron James.
Okay, what's he gonna be?
Quarterback.
Wasn't
he a quarterback?
I mean, he's so big.
He'd be a great quarterback because he's tall and can run.
I thought he was a tight end.
Yeah, I would say, definitely. Something like where you could use him for a lot of different
Allen positions. Iverson was an elite high school quarterback.
Oh, well then, but he's a head case. So I don't know if I'd want him on my team.
Well, that's true.
Well, you're just taking them for their sports ability.
Yeah. I would say Steph Curry. I bet he would be a great quarterback.
I bet he'd be a great running back. He's
I don't
fast.
Know, 6'3", 195? You're getting killed.
Oh, I thought
maybe,
he was
but
little.
He's got LeBron out there.
Well, he's NBA little, but he'd be a wide receiver.
I would have Dennis Rodman would be my wide receiver.
Oh, my God. Nobody could catch him.
I know. He's pretty quick and very tall. I mean, if he could rebound the way he does, surely he could catch footballs.
I feel like Kobe would have been a good quarterback, right? I felt like
he'd have been something.
He'd have been really good because I felt like he was always looking for where the ball goes.
You know, I think Larry Bird would be probably a good football player.
I'll take Deion Sanders.
He's not an NBA player.
He is a football player.
Oh, I thought
player.
I was
he
a football
player.
He
is a
football
player.
No, it's the other way around. NBA player to play football.
Point.
I would take all of the NFL players to make this NFL team. I would take Bo Jackson.
I would take basketball LeBron and make him a football player and then make him play basketball.
With a hockey stick. Yeah.
Let's see. Maitland, back in time. You have a choice. You've seen the future. You can either hook up with the hottest person in high school and become super popular, or hook up with the ugly loser who goes on to become an A-list celebrity in the future.
That one. Ugly loser becomes an A-list celebrity.
You were making a face that made me think you were going to choose the ugly loser even without the caveat. You did not seem enthralled by the hottest person in high school making you popular.
No, because I think about the hottest person in my high school, and now they're about as hot as the ugly person was back in when we thought they were ugly.
They're trending down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Do I have the knowledge of knowing that high school doesn't matter?
Well, boy, if that's the case, then it's easy to choose the other one.
Yeah. Then it would be super easy.
God, if there's one thing I could give all of our kids, it would be just that. I know.
This doesn't matter.
All of this is the most important thing in the world right now. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't matter. Man, it's impossible, though.
No, it is.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.